All right, 92.9 The Bull. We are very excited to support Saskatoon Pride Week beginning tomorrow, June the 14th, until the 23rd. I'm very happy to have Blake Tate in with me to talk about it. Blake, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great to have you here and great to finally meet you.
Yeah, exciting.
Let's talk about the week coming up. Obviously, this is usually when we have these interviews, it's like, you know, buy tickets to this concert. But Pride Week is such an incredibly large and diverse and action-packed week. Tell us about a little bit off the hop about the significance of Pride Week here in Saskatoon and what it means to the local community.
Oh, it's massive. It's a huge, huge impact, I think, on the community, especially this year with all of the things that we've been going through over the past year. And it's really exciting to be able to have this week of celebration and love and acceptance when we've been very angry for the past year and a lot of fighting for the past year.
I was going to say, does it, you know, we all watch the news, we all see what's going on in the world. I mean, I always, you know, I blame election years in the United States and stuff too for, you know, poor rhetoric building. And does that, how does, you know, that stuff happening in our society right now sort of fuel you guys getting ready for Pride Week and really putting all into this celebration?
Well, it makes us want to do a little bit more in the scope of like health and community support rather than just party planning, which I think is really very exciting and something that I'm very excited to see and do.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about that too, because I know like when, yeah, you mentioned, you know, with health and stuff, you know, people are being, you know, there's a lot of, we'll call them resources that are trying to be taken from people. There's a lot of that in the news these days. What are some of the, you know, putting the partying side stuff aside, what are some more of the initiatives you're working on this year for Pride Week?
Well, we did our first annual Pride run last weekend, which was fantastic, really focusing on the health aspect there. It was so much fun. It went really well, so I'm excited for it next year. But we also have our human rights forum tomorrow, so it's a full day of just talking human rights. And we're also on the 23rd doing a sober party at Troupe du Jour. So detox from pride, sober party. It's really fun.
I like
excited
it.
About it.
So that one is, it's basically like non-alcoholic beverages and stuff being served?
Yeah.
Hey, as someone who hasn't drank in 5 years and is big in the non-alcoholic game these days, that is really speaking to me. I feel that a lot of places need to put a bit more effort into making more than just a Shirley Temple or a Diet Coke. So I appreciate that you're doing that.
I'm so pumped about it. I think it's really important, especially because we are a community that holds higher rates of addiction than most other communities. And
absolutely.
So being able to have that sober space is really something that's very important to me.
So if people want to, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of stuff to take in. Is there kind of like a central hub, like a website people can go to go and sort of plan out their next week or so?
Yeah, saskatoonpride.ca has all of our events listed, as well as our social medias on Facebook and Instagram at Saskatoon Pride.
Perfect. So people need to get tickets for ticketed events, you know, plan everything out. It's a one-stop shop. And you said Instagram, Facebook are the two main socials?
Yeah.
Perfect. Blake, thank you so much for coming in this morning and telling us about all the festivities. Really appreciate you, and we're always very happy and proud to support Pride, and we hope you have one heck of a Pride Week this year.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.